The Leaving Party, written by Leslie Sanderson and read by Lucy Price Lewis, Charlie Sanderson, and Katie Sobey.
Prologue. I'm too late. It happens right in front of my eyes. Tire screech followed by a bang, a gasp. Oh no, she's dead, a woman says. And a deathly quiet descends. My heart thuds in my ears. Figures stand like lampposts around us, and all eyes are on the road. Music pumps out from the house, lights blazing behind the shutters, but nobody is dancing anymore. The front door is open, a gaping hole from which horror has spilled into the early hours of the morning. The woman is right. She's dead. Her broken body lies in the road, her face frozen with shock, her lifeless eyes staring towards the car that hit her. A streak of blood is laced across the bonnet, the driver staring ahead, hands still gripping the steering wheel. Someone screams. And suddenly I unfreeze. She gets to her first and I'm close behind, so close the sticky pool of blood on the tarmac is right in front of my face, the smell of petrol making me gag. She feels for a pulse, but after an interminable wait, she shakes her head. The driver leaps out of the car and stares at the lifeless body of my best friend. Then suddenly she laughs and claps her hands in slow motion, the sound echoing around the street. It's only then that I realise I'm still holding the knife, and the blade is smeared dark red.
Chapter 1. Ava. A buzzing noise wakes me, insistent, a mosquito in my ear. I slap at it, but it doesn't make it stop. The sheet is twisted around my body, and I'm cold. There's no sticky summer heat making me sweat throughout the night. Mosquitoes like heat, don't they? I open my eyes. No view of a beach from the window. No sun high in the sky. I sit up, let my head drop back, when I realize the buzzing noise is my phone, and it's the day of the party. My party. Exhilaration ripples through me as I visualize the evening ahead and what it means. The beginning of my new life. I reach down for the phone, a list of things I need to do today running through my head. The text is from a number I don't recognize. I've left something for you. Check downstairs. Is this a joke? A surprise? I don't like surprises. A familiar chill of dread creeps into my bones. It's always there, lurking in the background. What if? I check the time. It's only 8 a.m., far too early now that I don't have to go to work. A surge of exhilaration rises inside me as I remember that I've given up the job I've been doing for the past 5 years. No more getting up at 6 before a fast walk to catch the 7:30 train to Paddington. No more flat whites at the station, sipping my coffee as I watch other commuters racing around. My schedule was crafted as carefully as the leaf pattern on top of my coffee. I always arrived at the cafe half an hour early, settling myself and planning the day ahead before the bustle began. Who knows what my American routine will be like? Bagels and coffee in a diner in Times Square, perhaps, watching the famous billboards flashing. My dressing gown hangs in the wardrobe next to my party dress, a floor-length Victoria Beckham piece in electric blue with silver flecks. It's hard to describe how beautiful it is, even harder to believe that Ben personally picked it out for me and had it shipped over from New York. Excitement made me tingle as I undid the red ribbon with eager fingers, the tissue paper whispering as I pulled out the garment. The dress slid over my slight frame like liquid silver, and the fit was faultless. He couldn't have chosen a more perfect dress.